This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Here's a random and somewhat metaphysical question. What makes an American car? I ask because next week will be 30 years since Honda started building cars in this country. The 1983 Accord, which rolled off a Honda assembly line in Ohio. Toyota and Nissan soon followed, not only making cars, but eventually designing and engineering them here as well. So back to the question, just what makes a car an American car? Dan Bobkoff has that.
Here is just how global the auto industry has become. Chrysler is majority owned by Fiat in Italy. GM is selling a Buick Regal designed in Germany. And Toyota markets its Tundra pickup as the red, white, and blueiest.
It's designed in Newport Beach in California, and it's built in the heart of truck country in San Antonio, Texas.
Someone in southern Texas, that's their patriotic truck.
Sean McElinden is chief economist at the Center for Automotive Research. He says GM now builds more cars outside the U.S. than here at home.
You know, the U.S. market is not going to be important in the long-run fortunes of General Motors or Ford.
Not so for Honda, which is becoming more American, says Honda spokesperson Ron Litsky.
Honda produces more automobiles in this region of the world, which is North America, than any other region of the world.
More than they make in Japan. Honda even exports 100,000 of those cars designed and built in the U.S. to Asia and elsewhere. So if you're wondering what makes a car American, economist Sean McElinden says it's complicated.
Well, some people would say it's the ownership of the company. Others would say it's the domestic content or the amount of, let's say, employment and income that Americans receive from the sale of a car.
And if you go by Cars.com's formula, four of the top five most American cars are made by Toyota and Honda. In New York, I'm Dan Bobkoff from Marketplace.